Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back, and I hope everyone is well. We're about to go through another hypno session, anxiety release. As always, please make sure you're sitting down somewhere comfortable, you're relaxed, and not operating any machinery or driving while doing this. Now, before I get started, I want you to understand a few things about anxiety. And again, these are just my beliefs and my beliefs only, but I look at anxiety and think, well, anxiety is just self-hypnosis. You say anxiety is that fear of not knowing what's going to happen next. And if you can abolish that fear, then you'll be fine. So really what happens is when you're very, very young, you go through a stage where something bad or something scary happens and your unconscious mind gives you this fear, this little bit of an anxious feeling. And then you live and you survive that moment. And because you survive, your unconscious mind goes, well, that's good. I gave you this feeling and you lived. And the unconscious mind's prime directive is to let you live. So the next time you go through something, either scary or whatever the situation may be, your unconscious mind then gives you that feeling again, but it magnifies it a little bit because it worked so well last time, so it'll work well again. And then again, you survive that situation. And because you survive that situation, your unconscious mind again goes, well, this is working really well, and it slowly builds up. So you condition yourself to have that anxiety, and it's a form of that self-hypnosis. And I find it really fascinating that if we can do that to ourselves, just imagine all the things we can achieve when we're self-aware of what we're doing. So now I've explained that, what I'd like you to do is just sit back, take some deep breaths. And just allow yourself to close your eyes and continue just with a few more deep breaths. That's right. Just feeling warm, feeling relaxed, feeling safe, and letting all that tension just fade away. And all you have to do is listen to my voice, and the more you listen to my voice, the more relaxed you become, and the easier it gets to focus on nothing but my voice. And your mind may wander, and it's a good thing to wander, because you never know where you might end up. Isn't that right? And don't worry, because whether you're here or there, you'll still hear my voice, and your unconscious mind will happily integrate every suggestion that comes through. Now, before we begin, I want you again just to remember that feeling of getting home after a long day, feeling tired, feeling worn out, and that first beautiful moment as you lay your head on your pillow and you just want to rest and drift away into that beautiful, relaxing sleep. And you find that moment where you're not quite awake and you're not quite asleep. And we all know that moment, don't we? We know how good it feels to just relax. And as you relax, I want you to just imagine the best way you can imagine. Perfect set of stairs just for you. And with every step you take down, not yet, but in a moment, it'll help you become more relaxed, more calm, and go deeper, deeper down into yourself, finding that beautiful state of hypnotic trance and knowing that your anxiety will just melt away. Knowing that when you take those steps, you have all the resources inside you to not just fade that anxiety away now, but to also achieve anything you choose to achieve. Because all those resources are there for you, inside you, either consciously or unconsciously. Now take that first step and double all that relaxation. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 3, 2. That's right, just feeling more calm, more relaxed, going deeper and deeper down inside yourself. 1. Stepping off those stairs onto a beautiful beach. Feeling that warmth of the sun. Hearing the sounds of the waves. Smelling that beautiful salt air. And just knowing how happy you are in this state, knowing how safe and how relaxed and how perfect right now feels just for you. And as you walk along the beach, you see these group of butterflies. And as you watch, you count them down, watching them one at a time, landing on flowers and just doing what they do. And you just decide to count them down. 12. 10. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3, 2, 1. Just watching them float down all the way down and land on those flowers, just like butterflies do. You decide to lay on that beach. You decide to just listen to those waves. Enjoy your moment. And as you do that, your unconscious mind starts to talk to you. And you think to yourself, well, I really should listen to what it has to say. And it takes you on a journey far from that beach. And it says, now I'd like you to picture from in your mind a beautiful woodland scene. Bit by bit, let that picture from your mind until you find yourself sitting down, perhaps on a log by a beautiful stream that runs through the woods, or maybe leaning up against a tree. You'll hear the birds' song from here and there in this woods. And the sun shines down on you, down on the grass and those wild flowers. In the clearing in front of you, and all the glints here and there of that water. There's that soft scent of the leaf mold and fresh growth. And you can hear the wind in the upper branches of those trees, and the occasional creak as a branch rubs against another, as well as the rippling sound of that stream. Now and again you hear little sounds in the distance, but it's beautiful. It's peaceful here. And you feel so calm and relaxed now. You watch a baby rabbit, which is playing in the leaves, as its little tail bobbing up and down, nose twitching. Now and again it stands on its larger hind legs, as if looking for something. And then without any warning at all, the rabbit bolts away, as if in fright. A larger animal appears, ready to pounce onto your little friend. The rabbit swiftly disappears down into their burrow, and a scuffle of leaves, and the larger animal just skulks away. Another rabbit in the same situation may have stood absolutely still, as if frozen in midair, almost allowing itself to be caught. And yet another animal, if brave enough, would have fought to the death. The one that you saw used its natural flight or fight response to help them escape. Their heart was pounding, as if the blood flow to the muscle increased, and the flow of the blood to their digestive system was cut off to their body, immediately releasing enough adrenaline to allow them to flee to safety. And by escaping down that hole, they disappeared and discharged all the energy from their body. You see, as humans, we sometimes also feel threatened. But rarely are these life threats, just like that little rabbit. And because of this, we can't always be in that fight or runaway situation. Those responses remain locked within us for a period of time. And we even may begin to fear our body's own natural responses. But by being aware of these responses, we can immediately discharge them, freeing ourselves from the feeling of panic or anxiety which they generate. And every time you discharge one of those symptoms of anxiety, you immediately feel very proud of yourself. And this reinforces that positive cycle. Is all you need or want to do is to relax. As you relax your body, whenever you feel fear or panic, you can breathe deeply and calmly, and the air will push deep into your stomach, deep, deep down. You can take slow, deep breaths to regulate your breathing, and then slowly let it go. While at the same time telling yourself to feel calm and relaxed. And if you ever feel anxiety creeping up on you, all you need to do is take 3 deep breaths to remind yourself that you can regulate your breathing, you can relax your whole body, and you never need to feel anxious. And you can even check your body for that tension. You will check your shoulders. You will check your neck, letting your shoulders drop and relax. You will check your jaw, letting it hang loosely and unclenching it. You will check your forehead as it becomes smooth and relaxed. You will check your abdomen, letting each breath relax your stomach. Each deep, relaxing breath will do all these things more and more deeply. You can relax any part of your body that feels tension. If you are anxious, you'll relax any tension in any area of your body. And that you know you are in charge, and you know you have the tools and knowledge to let go of any and all anxiety. And you know that your unconscious mind will take all of these suggestions and integrate them to every part of your day, every part of your daily habits, every part of your conscious and unconscious mind, and everything you do from now on. You know that your unconscious mind will take these suggestions. And every time you see the color red, the color red, the color red, every time you see the color red, you know, consciously or unconsciously, that all of these suggestions will get nothing but stronger and stronger and stronger. And you'll no longer have that anxiety, as it will fade away. Every time you see the color red, the color red, the color red, it will remind you, either consciously or unconsciously, that your anxiety just fades away with three conscious breaths. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count back from 1 to 5. And when I do that with each number, you're going to feel good. It's going to be a sign for your unconscious mind to integrate all these things to the here and now, to integrate those things all into your daily actions. And that, knowing that from this day on, there's no anxiety, just happiness, just relaxation, just calmness, just peace. 1, feeling good, feeling happy, feeling terrific. 2, knowing that every suggestion here has been integrated into every part of your daily habits from now on, and every part of your life. 3, feeling happy, feeling healthy. 4, being aware of your surroundings. 5, wide awake, eyes open, feeling good. And welcome back to an anxiety-free life.